You've probably heard about the massive riots in London that looked like the Blitz in World War II. You may even have heard that the fighting started when the police shot somebody who had not shot at them, just like Mount Pleasant in 1991 or Overtown, Miami in 1989. What the news is not talking about is how that shooting just lit the fuse. It took years of the rich treating the poor like dog crap. Build up the explosive mixture now detonating on your TV set.
I'm now joined by Darcus Howe, who is a writer and broadcaster. And you can speak to him now. And Marcus Dow is in Croydon. Marcus Dow, are you shocked by what you've seen there last night?
No, not at all. I have been living in London for 50 years. There are so many different moods and moments. But what I was certain about, listening to my grandson and my son, is that something very, very serious was going to take place in this country. Our political leaders had no idea. The police had no idea. But if you looked at young blacks and young whites with a discerning eye and a careful hearing, they have been telling us, and we would not listen, that what is happening in this country to them.
Mr. Howe, if I can stop you, Mr. Howe, for a moment. You say you're not shocked. Does this mean that you condone what happened in your community last night?
I condone, of course not. What I'm going to condone it for, what I'm concerned about more than anything else, there is a young man called Mark Duggan. He has parents, he has brothers, he has sisters, and few yards away from where he lives, a police officer blew his head off.
Well, Mr. Howe, we have to...
Let me finish.
Mr. Howe, we have to wait for the official inquiry before we can say things like that. We don't know what happened to Mr. Duggan. We are going to wait for the police report on it.
Bullshit, lady. This is the same swell the cops always try to serve up. Just like Overtown, just like Mount Pleasant.
They have been stopping and searching young blacks for no reason at all. I have a grandson, he's an angel, and he began to think he was coming of age when the police slapped him up against the wall and searched him, and he thought he had now had a gold star. I asked him the other day, apropos of a sense that something was going seriously wrong in this country, I said, how many times have the police searched you? He said, Papa, I can't count. There's so many times.
That sounds like New York City might be next in line for the class war blitz. With the New York pigs having a stop and frisk policy aimed at non-white teenagers, Silver Spring should also listen good. London was one of the first cities to deploy the Mosquito, a high-pitched sound device aimed at driving away teenagers, with over 30,000 in use. Silver Spring, if you take similar measures against young people, look out. Gallery Place, I'll bet you sure are glad you decided to slap that mosquito and turn it off. Stop making war on young people and young people of color, or they will surely make war on you.
Where were you in 1981 in Brixton?
Mr.
They had I don't call it rioting, I call it an insurrection of the masses of the people. It is happening in Syria, it is happening in Clapham, it's happening in Liverpool. It's happening in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and that is the nature of the historical moment.
You heard that, New York. You heard that, Silver Spring. You heard that, Prince George's County. Take your stop and frisk, your curfews, your dance hall licensing and your go-go crackdowns, and all your mosquitoes, and stick them where the sun doesn't shine, or you may be next.